This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members at a midwife training center were killed. It happened in an attack. Gunmen stormed the facility in the city of Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, fought security forces for several hours. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but recent similar attacks, however, have been claimed by the Islamic State group. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have rallied throughout Russia to protest plans to substantially hike the age at which Russian men and women can receive their state retirement pensions. AP's Zaria Shackley has our report.
A crowd estimated at more than 10,000 attended a protest in Moscow that was called by the Communist Party. A similarly large crowd gathered in Yekaterinburg to protest, and demonstrations also were reported in large cities, including Rostov-on-Don and Volgograd. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, has given its first reading approval to a measure that would gradually raise the pension ages from 60 to 65 for men and from 55 to 63 for women. Protesters have called for a national referendum to be held on the issue before the parliament considers further readings of the bill. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Somalian and Eritrean leaders have agreed to resume their diplomatic ties and open embassies in their respective capitals. This is made during a summit in Asmara where the two leaders met. The nations had not had diplomatic ties for nearly 15 years, and they are scheduled to continue their talks later today. People of Somalia going to the polls today to determine whether to grant a second term to their president, and Zimbabweans casting votes on Monday in the first election since longtime leader Robert Mugabe was forced to resign. This is VOA News. Polls have opened for Cambodians to vote for all 125 seats in the country's National Assembly, in a process widely criticized for the lack of a significant opposition to the ruling Cambodia People's Party of Prime Minister Hun Sen. With the Supreme Court's dissolution last year of the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, the Cambodian People's Party is largely expected to stay in power. Dim Sovanarum is Cambodia's National Election Committee spokesman. He says the NEC is ably handling the election legitimately.
We are so proud to organize on time, regularly, 5 years a time, the election, national election, communal election, and we are proud to do, and we have enough experience since 1998 until now. We are independent. We are proud of what we are doing.
United Nations has criticized the election as fundamentally flawed because the legal action against the CNRP and its leaders. And the United States and the European Union have withdrawn funding for that election. Former Catholic Archbishop of Washington, Theodore McCarrick, who faces sexual abuse allegations, has resigned his position as cardinal. McCarrick, one of the Catholic Church's most prominent figures, was accused of sexually abusing a teenager almost 50 years ago when he was a priest in New York. American church officials determined last month the allegation was credible. More allegations of sex abuse and harassment incidents for the cardinal over a period of decade have been reported. 88-year-old is the highest-ranking U.S. Catholic clergy member ever to be removed from the ministry due to sex abuse accusations. Pope Francis had earlier ordered McCarrick to isolate himself and remain in prayer until the church considers additional sanctions against him. A powerful U.S. media boss is facing serious allegations of sexual misconduct. We get that story now from AP's Tim McGuire.
New Yorker magazine writer Ronan Farrow details allegations made by a half dozen women against CBS CEO Les Moonves. Farrow tells the AP,
"This is a story that I've been investigating for the last 8 months. It involves six women overcoming a lot of fear of retaliation to tell very serious stories of sexual misconduct about Les Moonves, one of the most powerful men in television."
Farrow writes that the incidents date from the 1980s until recent years. Some of the women say Moonves forcibly touched or kissed them. Others say he physically intimidated or threatened to derail their careers. Farrow and the New Yorker won the Pulitzer Prize last year for uncovering many of the allegations against now-disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.